Okay, so are you ready for this? Today we're diving into a story. It's pretty wild.
Oh, I am.
It's about this woman, Kim, and she survives a plane crash.
Wow.
But then she finds out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the person she loves most died at the same time,
No way.
hundreds of miles away.
Oh, my gosh.
And it gets even crazier from there.
Okay, I'm hooked already.
So the story is from this book, Bluebird in a Gilded Cage, by David Noel Lynch.
Okay.
Not the director, just to be clear.
Got it. Not the director.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable how everything is connected.
So are we talking like love and loss and like maybe something supernatural?
All that and more.
Okay.
So we've got Kim, who's in this terrifying plane crash.
Right.
Then there's Greg, who's her boyfriend and the pilot.
Okay.
And then we have David Noel Lynch, the author,
So he's connected to Kim somehow.
in a very profound way, despite being so far apart.
Okay. This is already blowing my mind.
And just so we're all on the same page, both Kim and David, they had a death experience.
Oh, wow. So not a near-death experience.
Exactly. They actually crossed over.
That's a huge distinction.
Absolutely. And it makes their story even more powerful.
I bet.
So imagine this. It's like a picture-perfect day for flying. Kim and Greg, they're up in the mountains in Greg's Cessna.
Sounds peaceful.
It is. Until the engine just dies.
Oh, God.
Right? And at first, Kim's like, whatever, thinking it's just a drill or something.
Oh, wow. So she doesn't realize how serious it is.
Not at all. She's actually joking about it.
It's amazing how our minds work in those situations.
Like a defense mechanism.
Exactly. It's like denial kicks in to protect us.
But as the ground gets closer, that denial starts to disappear.
I can only imagine.
And then Greg finally declares an emergency, but it's too late.
Oh no.
The runway is blocked, so he has to try landing in this field.
That's terrifying.
It is. And the author really describes the crash in detail, like the sounds and the impact.
He doesn't hold back.
No, it really puts you right there in the moment.
I bet.
So the plane hits hard. Kim's side is crushed. The Cessna rolls. She loses consciousness.
This is so intense.
And then she finds herself in this infinite void,
Like nothingness.
kind of, but she's surrounded by this 360-degree view of her entire life.
Oh, like all her memories and everything?
Every single moment flashing before her eyes.
That's incredible.
I know. And while all this is happening, David is hundreds of miles away, having his own brush with death.
No way. So this is all happening at the same time.
Simultaneously, he's at home and suddenly he has this massive heart attack.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like this sharp pain that explodes in his shoulder and then he collapses.
That's awful.
He's all alone and in excruciating pain.
It's just mind-blowing that these two events are connected like this.
No, it really makes you think about the bigger picture.
Definitely.
And just like Kim David gets pulled into this void too.
So they're both experiencing the same thing.
But this time there's something different.
What do you mean?
There's this presence with David.
Like another person.
Kind of. It's like a feeling of familiarity and warmth.
That's so interesting.
And he senses that someone he knows is there.
Okay, who is it?
And as he's dying, he whispers a name, Kim.
Whoa, so they meet in this void.
It's incredible, right? They're physically miles apart, but their consciousnesses connect in this other realm.
That's truly remarkable.
And in that moment, David knows he's dying. So he makes this desperate plea
A plea to who?
to a higher power, I guess,
For what?
to save Kim. He knows they have this special bond.
And what about this brainchild you mentioned earlier?
Right. He mentions their shared vision, this thing they call the Know-Well.
A Know-Well, okay.
And he urges Kim to bring it to life if she makes it back.
Wow, so he's passing on this mission to her.
It's like he's entrusting her with their shared purpose.
This is heavy stuff.
It is. And we'll dive into what happens next in part two.
I can't wait. Like, he knows their connection is way deeper than just the physical world.
Yeah, and he's like, got to make sure it continues somehow.
Wow.
So meanwhile, back in the wrecked, Cessna Kim starts to wake up. Totally disoriented, doesn't know what's going on.
I bet.
And you know the first name she says.
Let me guess, David.
Yeah.
Wow.
Greg's just like, what?
He's no idea what she's talking about.
Nope. And it really shows how different these two realms are.
Like her physical reality versus where she just was.
Exactly.
That's fascinating.
And even though she's back, Kim keeps asking, where are you, Dave?
She's still connected to him.
Totally. A part of her is still searching for him in that void.
That's got to be a powerful feeling.
And as she recovers, she starts remembering what happened during the crash.
Yeah.
And she finds out something about Greg that really changes things between them.
Like what?
So remember how he was hesitant to declare an emergency?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out he was afraid of losing his pilot's license.
Oh no.
Yeah, he basically put that before her safety.
So he waited too long.
It's possible. And that's a major betrayal for Kim.
I can see why.
Their shared passion for flying, it became more important to him than her.
That's rough.
It is. And it makes her see their relationship in a whole new light.
So what does she do
She confronts him.
about the license?
She's just like, go love your plane.
Wow, that's it.
Yeah, that's the end of their relationship right there.
This is done.
Run. And now she's even more determined to fulfill David's last wish.
To bring the Nowell to life.
Exactly. It gives her a new purpose after all this.
But how does she even start?
Well, she doesn't have any contact info for David's family.
Okay.
So she decides to try Facebook.
Facebook? Really?
Yeah, she reaches out to his stepdaughter, Star.
Hoping to get in touch with David.
Yeah, to let him know she's okay.
But he's gone.
I know. It's like she's trying to bridge this gap between worlds.
That's heartbreaking.
It is. A whole week goes by and finally Star messages back.
Oh.
And she says, Dave had a heart attack. He didn't make it.
Oh, wow. So it's confirmed.
Yeah. Everything Kim experienced in the void, it was real.
And now she has to deal with the grief on top of everything else.
Exactly. But there's another twist.
Another one.
David left everything to his stepchildren, Emily and Christian.
Everything.
His whole estate, his art, his writing.
So not Teotem.
Nope. And that raises some questions about his legacy and who gets to control it.
Especially with all these complicated feelings involved.
Right. So Kim decides to reach out to Emily directly.
To talk about the Nowell.
Emily is furious.
Oh no.
She blames Kim for David's death.
Whoa, that's intense.
Yeah, she's like, you broke his heart. You're the reason he's gone.
Grief can make people say things they don't mean.
It's true.
Yeah.
And Emily brings up the past, how Kim chose Greg over David.
Ouch. That's gotta hurt.
It does. It's this raw emotional confrontation.
So much pain and misunderstanding.
And it's a huge obstacle for Kim, who just wants to honor David's last wish.
This is heavy stuff.
It is. It's a tough spot for Kim, right?
Yeah.
She wants to do right by David, but his family is pushing back.
And it's understandable why they're hurting.
Totally. But Kim's resilient. She doesn't give up.
So what does she do?
She decides to share her story with the world.
Oh, wow. Bold move.
Yeah. But she needs a way to connect with people who might understand.
And how does she do that?
TikTok.
TikTok. Seriously.
I know it sounds kind of crazy.
It's not exactly known for deep emotional stuff.
But it has this huge reach, and people share all sorts of things.
I guess that's true.
So Kim starts making these videos about David,
What kind of videos?
sharing memories, talking about the know-all.
That's brave putting herself out there like that.
Especially knowing people might judge her.
Yeah, not everyone's gonna believe her story.
But she does it anyway.
Yeah.
And here's where things get interesting.
Okay, I'm listening.
One night, Emily is scrolling through TikTok, just, like you do.
Yeah, mindless scrolling.
And she comes across one of Kim's videos.
No way!
Yeah, talk about a coincidence.
It's like fate or something.
It's crazy. And as Emily watches, she starts to see Kim in a new light.
Hearing her side of the story changes things.
Exactly. Kim's raw emotion, her genuine grief. It gets through to Emily.
That's the power of storytelling, right?
Totally. It can break down barriers, create empathy.
So what happens next?
Emily reaches out to Kim.
She forgives her.
More like they find a way to move forward together.
That's amazing.
They realize they have this shared goal to honor David.
And to bring the Nowell to life.
Exactly. And it's remarkable how they go from conflict to collaboration.
It's like they find healing through the shared purpose.
It's a beautiful thing. So Emily, Christian, and Kim, they join forces.
Each with their own strengths.
Emily's got the business skills. Christian's the tech guy. And Kim understands David's work better than anyone.
That's a great team.
They create a website, build a community, start spreading David's ideas.
And the Nowell is part of that.
It's at the heart of it. And it's like that impossible connection between Kim and David.
The one that seems so unbelievable.
Yeah. Now it's becoming something real, something tangible.
Wow, so David's legacy lives on.
Through their efforts, it does.
Yeah.
And it makes you think about your own legacy.
Like what mark we want to leave on the world.
Exactly. What connections matter most? And how are we making a difference with our time and talents?
Those are powerful questions.
They are. And that's what makes this story so impactful. It stays with you long after you've heard it.
It's a reminder that even in death, our love, our passions, our ideas, they can continue to touch others and create something truly meaningful.
Exactly. And that's a legacy worth striving for, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's a powerful message of hope and resilience.